penyuk penyak tak?
Ano pa ya?
Jim, tam nyo award tehle katao jimun pinyungun limit taksi maikpan uang anak kuga na yang ala ngayata nang mokak pa luktar rumo.
Malong neglan.
Tana aglakang negati kada period bibat.
Malong neglan aglakang na sumay. Award doctor, Marin, you worked it with a connat.
Nakuing it, kalok to a gland. I just want to bring it.
This is more than you are, not to be shy.
Award dog show back to Adiga. Truman, village reports.
I think people want to take a break. Dinner time?
Break, 10 minute break.
The meeting will now come to order. We'll have the roll call at this time.
Billy Sheldon.
Here.
Leonard Douglas.
Here.
Minnie Morris.
Here.
Thomas Sheldon.
Here.
Rachel Craig.
Here.
Truman Cleveland.
Here.
Lisa Thomas.
Here.
Holly Ybarra.
Here.
Chris Jackson.
Here.
Mayor Stay. May Bernhardt.
Here.
Alice Smith.
Here. White Army. Here. Now, the organizational report, village reports, tickets about the mona or lot negacy about Hanok Bishop Sydney, the Nakhir Lab Sydney, report to Krolikichi would do. Tommy Minyo Lauda, Namun, Kevrakta, I said, would.
Tumunga ang
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. What? You will never me one it. Got him a galan or two elders counsel it. Rai, you demat you de Garcia. Tamat Rumina in Rekanga Nick. To correct it, Gadiot, Adiga, or Warn it, do it to Sardini, Poyanaraktok. What is in Matia? Makin Luda, Ilokata. Tiguti luda, rai yuti yupti, rai yudim, ingeksuleksi, piyamun ditinya yeyikica, makin luda atau cikun, tiguti luda, ingeksukta. Join now ta, awanita ni. Rai yudim, upeksi yuti ingeksulkenya opta, Yang sulit pilihan untuk dicemanya ini cai lokada tamna ini semalik put. Teko lah juta. Mat negun tiket pun tamna report lekut kisruk. Organizational reports taduna Manilak and NAB to discuss tribal unity. Kita tamna penyakpo. Manilak
put tiket. Walter Russell Bunny of Look, Lamina, according to Lamne Kama, Bowen and Yaksa.
Oh,
actually, Borough Kutnin, I've been
Monga Romala locked up, then a particular thing people.
Okay, that Kunani, Hakkit Shane, Mr. Douglan, Robert Akaluk Nulan.
Not for starting.
Sigorn,
Martha Fine.
Kaktik sa kaktok.
Nakuna. Martha Fine.
Oh.
Tiko.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay, you'll be next, Martha. Yeah.
First of all, I'd like to send greetings from my parents. I really like to say hello to a lot of their friends and relatives. I'd like to send greetings from my parents, a lot of their friends. It's really good to be here. We're having a good time and we're glad to be here in Piccolino. I think that these Elders conferences should be held in the village. I will forever explain myself. Kids that are there just to run around and cook off all night and any ideas on how this camp could be run better, more efficient, please let us know. We're always willing to make things better and for change. If there's a strong area, we need it that way, but we want to make sure that we operate a really good camp so that we can work with other camps. I know that Selwick and other areas are working on camps, so we want to be able to work with them to strengthen their camp and also look into our region and statewide so that they could possibly follow the camp civil format. So we want to make it a strong and really successful camp for our youth. Any questions about camp civil?
So we got to be excited.
How old the students will, excuse me, how old the students will have to be from?
Right now we're starting seventh to college.
Seventh to college.
Those young ones might
seven
be years tough to handle.
College.
From 7 years old?
Yeah, 7 years okay. old to college.
Some other villages can pay that tuition of $50. We do in Selwick. The ones who don't, they're waiting for money. I don't know, but I got a lot of grandkids that's been to Selwick this every summer, but they always pay $50 every time.
Yeah, some kids and parents, they're. They can donate if they can pay, and we encourage them to, but not everyone can pay.
It's really good though. My kids even, she always want to go back there when I ask them, Grandma, can I go next summer? Yeah. You always hello there. We can't. But one of my grandkids will wash dishes, they say. The ones who never obey always do dishes. And you do dishes? Yeah, what do you do? He never done anything. He never obeyed, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
trying.
Good for them,
yeah.
to make them work.
Yeah, we'll see how this fee thing, what do you guys think about having kids pay a $50 fee? Do you think that would be okay?
I do, because we've been paying.
For going to camp?
Right now, the whole total cost for us to operate Kimpat Camp Cebu, we had every student would be $158,000. This is to pay for personnel, for transportation, food, materials, everything. It would cost us $158,000 to run a successful Camp Cebu. That's how much the budget is right now. And right now, we don't ask the children to pay anything.
My daughter always pay ahead because it got deadline.
Yeah.
So that's why they always go early, and the ones who never fill out early always be on waiting list.
Yeah. So we want to get this information to the schools as soon as we can. So kids right now are going to start thinking about it, planning.
I sure like it, me, because we have no salmon at home.
This is education to kids. You have to pay. We have to wrestle for money to get you in, and this is a good kind of education. Not trying to, sometimes we try a little bit too much, trying to get everything for nothing. You just spoil our kids, and you don't educate them. They have to be educated from home, too, not only from the schools.
I think
it would
be good for kids to try to raise that money to learn how to work at that young age, to raise their money.
And some kids back home, they don't get out of Selwick for no reason. Just that's a good time for them to have vacation too and learn.
Pay their own trip ticket, but that that's also another option that I look at. The majority of the funds come from transportation.
Our kids from Sedgwick go to Narvik, and from there they go with boat. Not that much to learn when you're close.
Something for you guys to think about. But the main thing, like I said, is for us to plan early. We don't want to try to do things at the last minute.
So they start talking about for them to pay their fare from home to Narvik or to
Kotzebue? It's something that we talked about. We never decide on it yet, but that was another option besides that. You know, if the kids pay a $50 fee, then I don't think that they will have to cover their own transportation. You know, that we will cover their transportation. But if they cover their transportation, then they don't have to cover that $50 fee. But you know, we never decide it. We just talked about it.
Do you get everything set, like talk with your crew, and you can write letters early to villages so we can find out early?
Yeah, that's what I want to get approval from you plus as a board. What do you think we should do? Should we have $50 fee, or should we have kids pay their own transportation? Before we really act, we want to follow your guidance.
I if I have money, I'll pay because they always bring me fresh salmon. Your mouth, yes. I still have some at home yet that they bring.
Yeah, I know I shouldn't speak, but come up, I'm going to need a daughter, college age student, Mulundi, $95 one way from Kotzebue to from Upper Kobuk. For the fee?
For college,
because they're adults already. Up to 12 years, they pay $95, that's the most, with any airline now.
Village
Michael so I guess
raised
go
money
for that $50
to
pay,
you know,
instead of paying the I don't know.
I worked there as a camp director assistant one summer, and I understand a few things about this Camp Sivu. I know it costs money to move children around, no matter how you look at it. But there's a way, like Rachel, Hannah, Bertha Jennings, she was there to work with the group. They work from different angles, like transportation-wise, you have to put Narvik children from the boat to the boat to sit camp even near it. And when they do that, just anybody just can't haul these kids around. You have to have a certified captain, a boat that they're gonna have inspection to haul these kids around before they start doing it. So that one problem right there is real hard. Another thing, food. In Camp Sivunirvik, they have ideas, something like they'll set net. They try to get fish from that net to feed the camp, all of the kids. And the point is, when we do that, we're trying to train them to understand what it's all about, to be in the battle of Kuset, what we're talking about. Before the orientation, when we have a bunch of kids that morning, before we put them or bring them to the room where we'll say, you have to listen to the rules who are trying to run the camp. That's one of the things we try to explain to the kids. And a lot of times I would be talking to them and speaking a little bit about what Eskimo living is all about. That's our point. And so we have problems with the kids from the camp, some of them. And it's up to me and Clarence, because he was camp director, to him and I work together and talk to the kid. If we really get into problems, still we have to try to straighten that child. A lot of times we work together and try to do our job best we can. Like she says, there's a lot of money to run the camp, and this $50 has been there ever since it started, that camp, Sivo. And we thought it was too much. After I count my money in my pocket, a lot of times I don't have enough to send 7 kids of my own family right there. And maybe my wife will send 4 of them, and that was the best thing she's done. They earn a lot. One boy, one of my grandchildren, he's tall and she's in high school right now. Him and I went hunting. He had a shotgun in the front. I didn't know he was learning how to shoot shotguns in that camp so nearly, and he was able to shoot that duck easy instead of that little plate like that shoots up in the air. And see, those things are the best things that ever happened in the camp. They train him to do things, how to hunt, how to... I had my own boat. I volunteered with my boat with $50 a day so that my pocketbook won't get hurt. Means about taxes, income tax. That was good. Additional employment for my retirement and social security thing. That there's people here in that group. You are the one, and Rachel and Hannah, and they like Harriet, they work so that they will talk to those people that are trying to run the camp, and also people from the camp, families, you have a right to speak, that's fine. But we also have to do things like trying to work with those people. If we don't, problem. So that while I'm talking here, I was there. Last summer I had a little problem too with my family. I had to stay home and take care of my family. So I would learn lots. I would learn a lot from that camp Sivunirvi. At least I get real fat when I was there in Sivunirvi, because we had good cooks. Matter of fact, I was there with my boat to go check on the net with about 5-6 every trip to show them how to check the net. And there are some people how to show them how to cut it. People hang it, dry it, things like that. So Billy is one of those people that's been there ever since it started. And he was supposed to be more like kind of oversee how it's going. So if we speak right now, we're trying to look away somewhere, what, or take a look and try to find out a better way to run it, cheaper way, cheaper. Groceries, cost money, and another thing, we need little transportation, like little four-wheeler to bring everything up, otherwise we pack it. It's a lot of work. Okay, if I hold, I'm talking too long, that's what I know from the past.
How much that certified driver gets in a day for one trip from Narvik to Sivunirvik or from Katsuri?
Laurie Shirk has that Kobuk River Jets. He's certified, Coast Guard certified, and we have to follow through the Coast Guard guidelines. If you're transporting children, you have to have Coast Guard certified driver, and he charges $250 per hour, around there.
So ours, I thought it was expensive. It's cheaper than yours because it's ours is only for, we got certified driver too that's been trained out and have card. I won't tell him for that much. Souvenir with desk ed. I'll still give him 100.
Get down in A through comic, those kids, to get down looking, that lot of people. Say, Lubuni, Ruby, and staff of Hammond. Avi, Laurie, Kayanami, Avi, when he transports them to Camp Souvenir.
Tarun muna kan si capcon tu kalau tiada no mapik suka gun, wona, umek saksi lakalak tu, yang orang ni kita rakyat kita teromik atau luit, pak mawa ni umek ni suku cingin ni dulu, kalung ni dulu naga angin orang nak mata, kalung rolan ni kita pulak luit temerja, usiliap tika jawab luit, wva. Maninya gurilla pak amilil orang ira kuna certified captain nuklun suli certified nuklun umaya coast guard inspection pass up kahoni dana himit amak tulah ini ayat tak kami siut kanu tu nuwo charge jaga yak pisiut nak mani murid kudu ko tekto sabato mani kau orang nak puta cuka puta mungkin tembok waktu aku. Ilokan clean up the kayak nega kita nak cari suku pikir sekte nak camp room ikut terus dikangan ni. Uva kanok lugu mateo kah lugu akhir sah terlebih nak nega asio pinengat sewaktu dilengat cuma nurung mun ini untuk naya kata kami terus camp sunya nurung mun sewaktu minyun untuk kadang 40 dalam milik akhirnya. Uva maning ni waktu takut terlalu ni terus forward kita laptop sambar induk terus ikhlas naya kami tahu mungkin naya kami jalan beranik ikhlas orang ini apa?
Khabar ni kau sih dah kini guna mana?
Hai?
Khabar ni kau sih dah kini guna?
16 kids.
And $40 was 16 adults, yeah. $40 a kinya hindi.
Waktu ako $250 an hour. 15 minutes ilik tayo may takama. Tawro mo. Abangan-abanganik. Akinak tiktok $250.
Waw diba, 60 na usili lang ni pe ami. Kisi mo ako kapag yung kalulit yung. $100 na tukon na. Kanyorap, takana nalako na siya. Nah, lu aku pun nak baku di kafe, so we could take checknya. Ani dah le, aku nak celuri cingu dah. Uang ni aku mampu bantu, tapi aku kan itu.
Bantu di sekolah waktu tu, kita mengasi tu juga ibu pihak aku nak celuri.
Ya.
Dan nak
juga.
For your information, the tech center is offering a Coast Guard license course, the first part of February.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up because it was on KOTZ or nonsense.
If anyone in your villages are interested in being certified or licensed to drive, because there's so much insurance and liability to take kids anywhere nowadays. You have to have insurance, especially if it's in a group. If you have people that are interested, this class is going to be February 3rd. I think that's where it started. And I think it costs about $1,000 to take this class, somewhere around there, to enroll for this class. Are we done with Camp Sybil? Okay.
Let me. Nak dok orang lok, si bunyek tu ni elok nte, si bunyek naga aku ni pikman, hari kaki pelukup bangali, supaya dat kavani isim mati ke nak tak dat kabrumuna si bunir bikun kau tiga pelugu igarik sangi iji jangani kau nak si rukshat iji sot ri rukshat dah rumingan nunamik angalachi rukshat supaya amik tak na angalachi rukshat kau tiga pelugu ate iglego tiksanga manna manik miklik mukhune pigalak man ijang ijgo kupa ijigat itna akimi kunne maningni kunne ijirilyaichut itna man kangik sikta kalokit utukhanat itna klubu kanuk igip mengantap kunuwa upa tu ticiak migai kijangit tu ticiak kai tigip luwit itna penyakai aku rakuting pakna nakai aku rakuting pigupta katipalirat la gisi paluktut baby sito rakuting suluting kipalu rakuting itna pigupta ikayu tiksa kalomik ini juga ke ini sak berak tu tak kapan ni na itu orang kenyak terluit pejat cek cukup tak na ini sotil kenyak terluit week tak kuna nanti rak tu naga tulis open rak manikit nyapta tapra Monday through Friday tak kuna ni Saturday monaglan pisau galak tu induk tilak lugu Friday mon tamna Saturday me atong naikangat next week mun nama pangdirak lugu 4 weeks pejatigik puta nak lugu induk titoral lak lugu tamna week sak extra week pekau hute tak nothing si samanik akun nextani jadi ganik tak kamu ngok rupu tinguko Nagasuli in your wake locked. I think there were about 175 other students that Kabunga Uktut. Camp Bagaru Lapakto in the Craig Yuting, Manikit Yuta, Tapkosuli, Pekakot, Pipkaktakluvit in the Suli Piputa, Nagasuli Uba Ukaktuvit. Nagon ni tapko ukir ulangi chot pikhao ting it natuli pipyugit sibunir toni ukakatak toni aglanit na inilaktir lugu pingit lugu kagir si khao ta pisukuta wadiga monabak Sibun dia kuti pelita uma si koram manajam tamna sebab si walau kena utku geliti pelugu maniksak pip matrung akalumun sakit pelugu tapko asing aku tuk pelugu uba utuk kanat aku tutat tiblernya pelugu sibun dia ringmi edigat. Olah tiap kerja kerja, nak kuruk, ini tak biru, itna ukipak ini pek dene aglag bingbi aku dekak lewit supaya ni, datna olah di dunia open rame ini yugur tabar lugotek, itna tu sahnya semua kelu, tabar.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Well, I come to thought of those kids too that didn't get to go. I was relieved because if they didn't, if they're not the first ones to go again, they might not go at all again this summer. But we have to come to think about it.
Yeah. There is a waiting list from some kids wanted to go for a few years and still never get to go. Some kids learn the system right now, they learn the facts. They fill out the application and they fax it to the office. But in sure those kids are coming and get those kids their first chance to go.
And you haven't set the date yet, though.
You haven't set the dates yet.
I wonder if what month was it and what day was it, July last summer?
Mid-July. This year, tentatively, we're starting the week after 4th of July. The Monday after 4th of July is our first camp session.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, can I speak?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you know, in the past, first come, first serve, we are no rubric for them getting their application. There are first 50, in the last 2 years, last summer, we had a lot of waiting lists from, I think, NOPAC in Kibalina, and we rarely get from Kibalina, and we rarely get from Deering too. So maybe if we sit ahead of time now, if we get like equal all those villages, so they'll have a chance ahead of time, that's something that you could think about too, because we always have a lot of parents that public, and they want their kids to go, and mostly from Kotzebue. We always have a lot of kids from Kotzebue that own it every session. And if it's okay with you, we could round up each session, make them equal.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Do they have a coastal camp to do it too in this area, like Kivalin and other villages, or Upper Kobuk?
Rachel's talking about that Riley Rush,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know how old the people are for that.
We bought our material. And we need to build the tent frame and the segelof. We've got all that material that we got from our Ford Foundation money. We just got too busy with different things last summer and it never got done.
How old are the people for the camp?
I think they will be older kids because seal hunting is for older people. Even some young married men want to go learn how to hunt seal because they've never had an opportunity to hunt seal, and their wives, we ukonik took from other places, and they don't know how to cut up seal or make black meat and seal oil, and so we thought we'd build this camp up. Have a big tent cookhouse, but when you own Laksima, you know you can cook outdoors. And the ones, if they in your way,